sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spy.
What y'all thought this was? Hey, 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 what y'all thought this was? One more time. Y'all know what it is.
Stop playing with him. Sorry, Kyle. Stop playing with him.
Kyle with us. But shout out to the Warriors. Come on.
They do not know what Sacktown brings. Win on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them, you can tell them.
You know we going two verses, but for those on the stream,
you can tell them, you can tell them like the beam now.
For those that caught Steph Curry and Buddy Hield celebrating when they were up 15, we got one right here for you.
Hey!
Crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear. Only deal with real kings over here. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. If you reppin' that,
tell that boy. Hey, hey, come on. Someone tag Bonte. Tell him we got a shirt waiting for him.
It's Bonte. 9-16 now.
Someone tag Bonte. Let him know we got this nice Zell, it's 9-16 now. Shirt waiting for him.
Hey, shout out Bonte because he FaceTimed me at halftime. That's a shoot. He FaceTimed me at halftime. I was like, okay. That's what we're doing.
No,
now,
hey, wait a minute.
I didn't get it.
We FaceTiming people?
Yeah, we FaceTiming people. Let's go ahead.
Hold on.
You know what I mean?
Hold on.
You know what I mean? We FaceTiming me at halftime.
Well, let's see what it is then. We FaceTiming people. Hold on real quick. Hold on. Hey, hold up. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's see if man's picks
what
up.
Up though? Hey.
Can't you leave FaceTime voicemails or FaceTime messages?
You can leave the videos. If you don't pick up, you can leave the videos.
Bonte busy? But Bonte, you weren't busy at halftime yesterday. Bonte, you was working at halftime yesterday. Come on, man. Bonte, pick up.
FaceTime me, man.
Oh,
he FaceTimed me. That's okay. We got a video coming up. There we go, right there. We'll make the video right there.
Record video. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey,
man.
What up, big dog?
So we FaceTiming people now? We FaceTiming people at halftime? Okay.
Hey, show them. Show them over there. Show them what's over there. Right over there.
Yeah,
because that's what we lit.
Hey,
Come on, man.
Hey, Bonte, hey, we're sorry we missed you, man. I didn't know we was FaceTiming people at halftime. Let's get comfortable here. Y'all are really good about celebrating, like, when the game starts. Like, Steph just out there.
Oh, Buddy, yeah, I saw that.
Y'all see Buddy skipping into the locker room.
Buddy was skipping in.
Boy was skipping in like I'm about to beat up my old team. Hey, Bonte, hey, man, we're sorry we missed you. We got a shirt for you. I don't know if I can hold the phone and the shirt.
I'll hold it.
Here you go. Hold that. Hold that up. That's for Bonte. Hey, Bonte, we got you one of these. It's 9-16, baby. We got you one of them right there. I don't know how long this message could be. I might do the whole damn show on this message. But we're sorry we missed you. Since we FaceTiming people now, we're sorry we missed you, big dog. We'll catch you next time, B. We love you out here in Sacramento.
Big dog. That's the way to start the show. That's the way to start the show
over here. FaceTiming people. Man, I wish you would. What other Warriors fans can we FaceTime?
Now, I will say this.
You know, FaceTime Butcher Boy. See what he doing.
Press in, because I'm going to tell you what happened afterwards.
I did that.
I didn't get a chance to pick up, so I didn't talk to him at halftime. But
okay, yeah, it don't matter.
but you know what I mean? It was there. I saw all my people last night. Golden One Center was packed. Sarge was in the building. I saw a girl. Sarah Hodges was in the building last night.
You know how different, like, we are than everybody else? I'd FaceTime Guru right now, but there's no chance in hell Guru's got the onions to pick up the phone during the show.
Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, we gonna FaceTime him during his commercial break. So make sure he picks up.
There you go. Okay.
I'm going to find out. I'm gonna pull up that screen.
Yeah, pull up that 95.7. FaceTime Matt Nahegan. Oh, that's a good one. I don't know if I have Matt's number. Matt, I don't think. Hey, is Kyle in there? Kyle ain't in there? He's out there. Okay, I'm going to text Kyle to give me Matt Nahegan's number.
We hollering at the entire Bay Area today.
Yep.
The entire Bay Area. Yep. Cause we up now. We up now. It's over for them boys, man. It's over. That was the best they could play in that first half. And it didn't even matter. It's over. That's the team.
Man.
They had guys in there. I said, who the hell is Post?
Hey.
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, it's funny now. It wasn't funny last night.
It wasn't funny at halftime. I wasn't laughing when I got the FaceTime call.
It was not funny
whatsoever. I thought they were dead, man. I think halfway through the third quarter, I tweeted out, man. I said, I don't think the Brody's got it tonight, man. I thought they were dead. I thought it was over. And they erased that 18-point lead in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
In a quarter.
That third quarter was crazy.
Oh, man. And to be honest with you, it was like the last 4 minutes of the third quarter because they were down like 12 or 10 with like 4 minutes to go. And then, damn, it got electric in there. I thought they were finished, man. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where it was like, yeah, it ain't our night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It ain't our night. And then it was.
just turned into our night.
Yeah, man.
What a game.
Yeah,
what
that
a
was,
win.
That was man, it's the list of spectacular wins for the Sacramento Kings in this Doug Christie era is really growing.
Mm.
They have had some incredible victories that we'll lay out here as the show progresses. But man, when you can do it against the Golden State Warriors, it's that much better.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
I've never called Matt Nahegan before.
I don't know why. I'm trying to turn the volume down on this joint.
Let's see. Hold on. We're going to see if the program director for 95.7 The Game will answer our call. I don't think he will because he doesn't have my number. He's probably like, who's FaceTiming me right now? I don't know this number. You better see that 916, Matt. Better see that 916. Look, man,
see what time it is.
Nobody at 95.7 is picking
up the phone. What's going on?
It's crazy.
We just trying to talk.
Man,
That's all we're trying to do.
They was so cranky on X last night. Oh, they was upset. Well, I guess we got to record a video for Matt Nahegan.
Hey, what's up,
Three,
Matt?
3, 2, 1. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, Matt? How you doing, baby?
It's your boys, D'Lo and KC, down here in Sacramento.
We
was just checking in. There's about 1,200 people watching the live stream right now. We just wanted to check in with y'all because Bonte, you know, y'all was feeling good yesterday at halftime, so your morning show host was FaceTiming my coworker.
I got a FaceTime. I got a FaceTime at the half.
And so we tried to reach Bonte. Bonte didn't answer. I had Kyle Madsen shoot me your number. I know you probably saw the 916 pop up in your phone. Like, what is going on? I'm not answering this. I don't know who that is. Matt, it's your boys, D'Lo and KC. We just wanted to check on y'all.
We just returning FaceTimes. That's it.
We're
having manners.
Maybe we'll try Guru. Let's try Guru.
I'm waiting to see when he go on. He's not on commercial yet, but we're going to try Guru.
Hey,
Matt, though, go blue. Go blue, baby. Go blue.
No. Who's the national champions? It doesn't matter.
Relax.
You're doing good, Matt. Keep it up. All right, send that to Matt.
We are menaces.
Somebody in that station is going to answer our call.
Hey, are we menaces?
I'm going to tell you that right now. somebody is going to answer our call. I don't give a damn what game of the year it is. Somebody gonna answer our call. What do I have, Butcher Boy? Do I have? I must have him named under.
I don't know if Butcher would have. Joe. I don't know if he'd have fun with it though.
Joe.
But
oh, he that
Butcher.
Do I not? I know I have upset. Butcher's number. There he is.
But get upset.
Let's see if we can get Butch. Somebody gonna answer the damn phone over there. Hey!
Butcher boy, what's up,
baby? What's up, Butch?
What's up, boy?
No, we just checking on you, man. You're the only one from that radio station who will answer the phone for us. Yeah, but Bonte got FaceTiming my partner yesterday.
Yeah,
at
man, he hit me on the FaceTime at the half.
Y'all was skipping into the locker room yesterday. I tried to call Matt Nahegan. Matt Nahegan wouldn't answer the phone. So let's see what old Butcher Boy is doing.
I'm literally walking around Union Square on my way back to the car.
My man.
Hey, stop by that Louis Vuitton store for me real quick, big dog.
He said stop by that. Yeah, go ahead into the Louis Vuitton store. He said you can put it on his private account.
Oh, well, Butch got about 3 or 4 houses, bro. He got about 3 or 4 houses.
Hey, 1 second. Let me put my headphones on. I can barely hear you. 1 second.
No, that's okay. Butch, you ain't even got to do all that. We just called to tell you we love you. That's all. We're just so thankful you answered the phone. That's it.
Oh, my. Bro, I'll chatter the Warriors.
Yeah.
Trotting out Dee Santos and Quinton Post. And I'm actually excited about those two guys.
Hey, Dee Santos was good.
Better than the other scrubs they've got on the floor. How sad is that?
Well, I guess perspective. I guess it depends on your perspective.
Well, look, the reality is that this is what Warrior fans can't understand. You went to 6 finals. You had a great run. Like, you won 4. I mean, what did they think? They were going to win forever? Am I wrong?
Yes. No, that's what they thought. That's what they thought, Butch.
Well, and they're delusional. And then they wanted to sign up for more years of Draymond Green. And you know where I stand on Draymond Green.
Well,
have I not? Have I not been right? Like,
100%.
I have been criticizing Draymond for over 5 years.
That's facts.
Like, the one good year he had when he won Defensive Player of the Year was in 2016.
Yeah.
It's 2025. Kenny's oldest son is going to drive himself to school, and they're going to still think that he can hit a couple of threes. Give me a break. Oh, dude, don't even start me.
No, that's okay. Hey,
Butch, you the man, Butch. You the man for picking up. You the man.
Keegan and Keon playing high school level defense. The second.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Steph Curry crosses half court. Was so pathetic. Good for you guys. Pathetic for us. I will never guard GP2 in my life. Why would you ever put a man on him? I would let him shoot in an empty gym all day till he could hit a knockdown shot. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all.
But Butch, we love you. We got to go to commercial, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for picking up the phone, man.
You're the man.
Am I on air?
Yes. it's a live radio show. No, we love you, Butch. We love you, Butch. All right, buddy. All right, man. Shout out to Butcher Boy for picking up the phone.
Man, shout out to Butch, man. The Guru Watch is on. He's still on the air. Guru Watch is on.
Okay. All right. We're going to get Guru. We're going to get him. Yeah. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about this game. We're going to talk about Doug Christie. We're going to talk about Keon Ellis.
Come on. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Boy, Keon. And I I found the new Tyrese Prize Picks guy. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't know about your tone.
Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. No fly zone. Drake is a no fly zone.
I don't have no problem with it. But I'm just saying, like, the legal stuff, if you're the NFL, you're not in no stupid ass beef. But you're making billions.
There's no legal stuff involved.
If they get brought into defamation because of allowing us on, that's why they're asking
but
him to steer
clear. He's not saying that the song, the lawsuit isn't the song is defamation. The song, the lawsuit is that the record label amplified the song.
And if you're the NFL, don't put us in there talking about we amplified it too. Mm. That's all I'm saying. That's where they're thinking.
Yeah, they're clear because the NFL is clear because that falls on Roc Nation. It falls on the promoters. Like, the concert literally has a promoter every year. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on a second.
We got a call.
Right on time.
We got a call.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? What up, my boy? Hey. Hey, no. Bonte, I hit you back. Hey, man, I'm leaving the media section. All of a sudden, I get a phone call. Phone starts vibrating. FaceTime, Bonte Hill. But see, being the man that I am, I hit you back, B. I hit you back. Oh. Oof. Oof. Damn.
Man, we ain't
got to
be like that.
Hey, Bonte, tell Pods I'm sorry, bro. Tell him I'm sorry.
You hit a button, I think, on there. Can you hear me?
I hear him good though.
I hear.
Yours sounded weird.
Now we're back to normal.
Now we're back.
Maybe my notepad was sitting on something. That must be what it was.
It was hell loud. Who do you think you are, Kenny? Yelling into the mic.
Hold on, you did it again.
Yeah, I had the talk back button.
Okay.
The talk back button was down. All right, we good.
Sweating all over again now.
Are you okay?
I bet you. I'm going to look right now. I bet you it's about 77.
There's no chance it's 77. It's like 69, pause.
Oh, it really is.
69?
Yeah.
We might have to. Well, one, you know it doesn't get cold in here until 2 o'clock. Yeah. Just drop it down a couple of degrees.
I'm going to leave it. I'll be okay.
I don't know, man.
I don't want to mess with nothing.
Bro, you sweating.
You look
rough. Yeah, go to Kaiser. Yeah, go down the street.
Just press
go to Kaiser, bro. It's 69 degrees and you're sweating. Go to the doctor.
Hey, look,
go to Kaiser is hilarious.
Look, Kings beat the Warriors and Kenny about to die.
Yeah, Kenny's melting right now.
Shame what happened to Kenny.
You know what commercial cracks me up is the Lincoln Mutual where the guy buys a wax figure of himself and it starts to melt. Have you seen that? He's like in front of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
But when the wax figure starts to melt it.
You're going out how they thought Lawrence Butler was in the center field at the stadium.
Oh, yeah. My feet.
They're going to melt.
My feet. I'm just going to.
Just going to melt right there at center field.
Who else can we call? You want to call Danny in San Francisco?
Oh, Hell yeah.
It'd be a nice little old.
There's not a chance he answers.
Yeah, no chance?
Not a chance.
None?
Not a chance.
Oh, let's see.
He's not answering. But
let's
we see. Calling.
He tuned us out once we started talking wrestling for segments.
Oh, he's probably on a conference call or something right now, Mr. Bigwig. Like, man, it's just amazing. All the Warriors fans are really busy today. They're just so busy. It's crazy.
Know.
Warriors fans live busy lives the day after they play the
Kings.
You
know what I mean?
Crazy times.
It's but any other time.
Yeah.
You know, they available. They around.
Hey, who's got Jim Park's number?
Oh
man.
Hey, can we DM him? Can we get Jim Parks on the show?
But I haven't even checked Jim's Twitter thing yet. We might have to look at it. Hey, Danny. I don't know if you remember us.
What's up, man?
Yeah, it's old D-Lo and KC and about 1,300 of our closest friends watching on the live. We just reaching out to Warriors fans all over San Francisco. No one's picking up today. I guess y'all are having a meeting or something. I don't know what it is, but
we just
checking on y'all, man. We love y'all. Hope all is well. Hope the podcast division is going good.
Yeah.
If you need a Kings podcast, I don't know. Well, maybe I don't know.
We got people. Hey, GG last night. GG. That's what the kids say. Good game. GG.
Hey.
GG.
We'll see you later, Danny.
I hate when the kids say that. GG. Say good game. Stop. GG. That's what Reese tried to tell me. GG. All right, bro.
Kim's a Warriors fan. We could call Kim. Oh. I don't know. We could put her live on the radio.
Yeah, we might have to.
Kim will cuss. Kim will cuss.
Be a little sketchy.
Wait to the break.
Kim would cuss in the studio, like with the lights on. Like, hey, we're live. Like, oh, f that. No, all right. See what we haven't even talked about the game. We just been trying to reach out to. It's crazy. Everybody is busy today. Let's see what Jim Park talking
about. Ain't
nobody
working that hard.
What's Jim talking about? What was his last tweet? Oh,
Fire Steve Kerr.
Well, it had to have been. He talking about something.
I'm just guessing.
Pretty hot. Steph, well, let's see. What do we got? Sacramento Kings are 10-1 over their last 11. Oh, they did a nice little retweet for the Kings there. Oh, he has a. Oh, there's a Bill Simmons trade idea for Anthony Davis.
Oh, that I heard that this morning. That
what do we got?
Where did you hear it?
Your boy crazy.
Where did you hear it?
I heard it on 95.7.
Oh, okay.
Your boy, by the way.
No, that's your boy tripping.
There's only one of us subscribed to that show.
I think it's, I don't know if I subscribe either, but I think it's Anthony Davis to the Warriors for Draymond, Kuminga, and like Moody or something.
Oh, I have it right here. It's Draymond, Schroeder, Kuminga, Trace Jackson Davis,
come on, man.
A 2025 first, a 2027 first, and a 2029 pick swap for Anthony Davis.
Come on, man. Yo, all right, Bill. All right, man.
let's see. Warriors are 9-19 in their last 28 games. Mm. This is a joke, and it won't stop unless and until Steve Kerr is gone. Fire Steve Kerr. Warriors are now one full. This is a separate tweet. Warriors are now one full game behind the Suns for the 10th seed. Yes, they are the 11th seed, and one game ahead of the Spurs, the 12th seed. Fire Steve Kerr. Fire Steve Kerr. Fire Steve Kerr. Fire Steve Kerr. Fire Steve Kerr.
I'm glad he mapped out the seating for us.
That is spectacular.
They had people.
Oh, no. He said the game is rigged.
Oh,
yes.
Free throws, huh?
This stuff is rigged as F. Yes, the Kings, once again, the league is once again rigging the game for the Kings.
I was going to say, you know how down bad you have to be to be like, yeah, you know what? The NBA is really making this work for the Kings right now.
We can't play this on air because I listened to it. We can't play it. But I saw somewhere in Warrior Spaces last night that they were so mad about this Warriors losing to the Kings that they got mad at LeBron.
Oh, my.
They're not a bunch.
This is a good question from our brother Alfonso. Did you ask Mark last night if he knows who I am?
I didn't. Because he does know who you are. I don't even have to do that.
That's a legend.
A legend, yeah.
I don't even have to do that.
Boy. Boy, oh boy. All right.
Hey, shout out Benzito in the chat, man. He jammed me up yesterday after I was leaving to go to one center, talking about, why didn't you come get the tacos today, punk? Oh. I said, my bad, man. I really was upset
because
I had to get home. Else I would have. Because those tacos, oh my gosh, bro! I'm telling, for a long time, I was given the title to Gym Boys. I think the title has changed hands. Do we have that and new drop on here?
We do, but I refuse to acknowledge that Gym Boys was
Get that belt. Get that belt, like, Gym Boys. Right, well, no, that's like I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you do that.
Let's not
that's
be like disrespectful.
No, let's be disrespectful. Let's be disrespectful.
Let's not be disrespectful.
Gym Boys is like saying Jinder Mahal was a great champion.
Let Gym Boy make me some. No way.
Stop. Like, we're not doing, like, we're not doing that.
Like, Benzito is Roman Reigns, and you're trying to have a ceremony for him taking the belt off of Jinder Mahal.
Look, all I know.
But as asked.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, man, Benzitos.
Yeah, Kevin Nash just powerbombed Bob Backlund. Glad we got that out the way.
Benzitos, the best stock on the city, bro. I'm telling you, I got. Damn, I ain't even gonna be here for like. Well, the Kings ain't gonna be here for like 2 weeks. I'm at the.
Yeah, what's the next one, Orlando?
You gotta let us know where you at in the 2 weeks, Benzito, man. Because, oh man,
KC gonna have withdrawals.
Oh man, them tacos so bomb. Jesus.
Hold on, where'd my brother go? I just saw. Shoot. My bad, Benzitos. I had he had a perfect response to what you said. There it is. Don't use the J word in the chat.
Okay, no disrespect. I'm just saying that's an old legend. That's an old legend. I don't want to disrespect the legends.
Yeah,
but
so is Bruno San Martino.
Well, we don't disrespect Bruno, do we?
We just don't talk about him.
I will disrespect Bruno if we have to.
Okay, there you go.
And well, Card Pros in the chat.
I'll disrespect the J people.
He's not far off. Card Bros in the chat.
He's on point.
He throws in the chat. Sparrow's Pizza got the title for best slice. Dash KC.
Well, no,
KC did drop that. Yeah, you know who has great pizza?
Yeah,
Chuck E. Cheese.
You know how many people? You know how many people came up to me? At least 7 to 10 people came up to me after hearing that. I was like, nah, they sleeping on it.
What, were you giving a speech in elementary school that day?
I was just going, just be out. I'd be at the mall or something. Yo, KC, they sleeping on it. They don't know. That's all I'm going to say. And I didn't say it was the best. I said, yo, they kind of got some bomb pizza.
But if you're co-signing.
Benzito is the best.
Though. If you're co-signing Chuck E. Cheese, then.
I'm just telling you, the streets were like, yo, they don't know, KC. I feel you. That's all I'm saying. Benzito is the best, though. They got the belt. And it ain't going nowhere no time soon. Mm-mm.
The Sacramento Kings are 23-20. Seventh spot in the West. They're one game back from the Los Angeles Clippers, who lost to the Boston Celtics last night. And they play again tonight.
Man.
They are That's in nice. Denver tonight for the first of a 6-game road trip. Man, there is so much to discuss with this game. If anyone else FaceTimes us back, or if we can think of like anybody else to news. FaceTime, we will stop what we're doing and pick up the phone. I've never gotten a voice time FaceTime message before.
I don't know what
so
that looks like.
I have no idea. I'll be curious to see how that works. Because I've never sent one of those before. I hope Bonte keeps that voicemail we sent, that video message we sent forever. Man, DeMar, Domas, Keon, De'Aaron in the fourth, those all guys that we could talk about.
Mm.
I think Doug Christie deserves a lot of credit for that one last night, too.
Mm.
Doug... You know, Doug has found a way, and I don't remember, maybe Keegan was asked what was said at halftime, and Keegan was like, nothing. Like, we knew. Like, they looked unfocused in the first half. It just looked like, man, this just doesn't feel like our night. But that third quarter got going, specifically DeMar DeRozan got going, and Doug made what I think is a sneaky, difficult decision. DeMar is doing what he's doing. The team is responding really well, and he just lets it go. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry about rotations. I'm not going to worry about clocks and minutes and rest, and I'm not going to worry about Denver tomorrow night. We are finally making a push to beat the Golden State Warriors tonight. And I'm going to ride it out. That is an incredibly difficult decision for a coach to make in a one-off game. it's really difficult. It's a really difficult decision for a coach to make when you know you're playing the next night as well, and you let guys ride for an entire third quarter or damn near. You know you're taking their legs a little bit, and you're wondering, like, all right, did we hit the sweet spot? Are they going to be, you know, fatigued in the final 5 minutes? Doug went with, my guys are playing well. I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to let these guys continue to play. DeMar's going to play the quarter. Domas is going to play the quarter. De'Aaron, I think, came out the last, like, minute and a half, 2 minutes or whatever it was. But he made what I think is a pretty tough decision, rode that out, and trusted his big dogs to play as such.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And I kind of noticed the same thing. And I know you were talking about third quarter and everything, but in crunch time in the fourth quarter, you know, I looked out there on the court and I was like, all right. And I looked and Keon had started to turn up. Keon was making some game-changing plays. And I said, okay. I was looking for Keon. I was like, oh, is he over there? Oh, they probably took Keegan out. And I looked in the corner. I said, oh, Keegan's out there. Oh, he took Keon out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just mentioned, he relied on his big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they brought it home for him. And De'Aaron Fox, who offensively wasn't having this great game, played really good defense at the end of that game. Hit some big-time shots.
But,
no. Hit some big-time free throws.
That's it. I don't think he hit big-time shots. He might have hit one.
He hit that one mid-range to put him up, I think, 4 or 5.
Yeah, he hit one. Yeah. But more importantly,
got to that line.
6 of 6.
Yes.
6 of 6. Yes.
Well, I mean, what a turnaround.
Again, while you're there, 13 of 13.
Mm.
Does that sound familiar? 13 of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
Mm. And overall, De'Aaron Fox, 10 for 10 from the line.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought, and I know he only had 14 last night, but I always thought that was the last component of his offensive game. You know, he had become a decent enough three-point shooter. And if we were talking about him being top 10 in the league in scoring, which he is right now, we're talking about him taking that free throw percentage from, at some points, it was like 73% from the line to about 85. And I don't know exactly where he's at right now, but moments like last night, and we saw the same thing in the Houston game, where in that fourth quarter, when they need to put games away, he's able to step to that line and knock them down. That was the next evolution for him as a scorer. Like I said, you mentioned 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter, 10 for 10 overall on the night. That's music to my ears. Music to my ears. I love seeing that.
Yeah, those stats are incredibly important on a game that's establishing habits, man. And this team has established habits in the fourth quarter where they can hit big time free throws, big time shots. And they did just that again in the fourth quarter yesterday against the Golden State Warriors. A really, really tough first half. Saw things open up in a major way in the second half, led by DeMar DeRozan. I wanted to make sure Keon scored 8 yesterday. Shout out Prize Picks, because the number was 6.5. Yeah, and
yeah,
he scored all 8 in that third quarter.
No shout out to De'Aaron and Steph. Couldn't make a 3 to save their lives.
6.5 was the number for combined threes. 0.
That's crazy.
Is what they got, but that's okay, because I got paid off of Mike Conley, DeMontis Sabonis, and I got paid off of, Keon. That's what I got paid off of.
I got paid too. I took my $4 and ran.
I just kept looking like, so they ain't going to hit A3, huh?
That's all right. I'm like, come on.
Like,
guys.
Steph and De'Aaron combined hit no threes?
I thought Steph alone would hit 5.
What world is that? And Buddy just out here skipping around the arena?
I lost on the
Bro, if you don't get out of my house.
I lost on the less for Buddy. I had him at 10.5. He got his little points last night. All right, whatever.
Only Keon and Trey, to kind of put a stamp on that point about Doug Christie, only Keon and Trey played minutes in the second half. Non-starters.
Yeah.
Keon and Trey were the only ones who played in the second half. Devin, Kevin Herter, Alex Lint, they all played in the first half. None of them touched the floor in the second half. And that's a tough decision to make for a coach to make, especially on the first night of a back-to-back. But I love the idea that we're making a run. We might have an opportunity to win this game after being down. you know, 16, 17, 18, whatever it was, like, let's ride this as far as we can. And he took it all the way to an 85-85 tie going into the fourth quarter, and the fourth quarter was a bit nuts.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was crazy, and it was great, but it was crazy. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of what we talk about. Mm-hmm. This is another element that maybe even Mike Brown didn't – I know for a fact Mike Brown didn't even have to have the luxury of. We definitely need another player, for sure, you know, to bolster the bench. But – when you have a full roster, a full healthy roster, just playing Keon and Trey isn't that bad. Like, having the seven man, it's not ideal. It's not what you want.
Don't play Keon.
I'm going to defend him. He never had a healthy roster. The first time everybody was there was like January.
No, you're right. Mainly talking about Devin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tried to stall him out.
No, I don't know.
But you're right. Like, no, you're right.
Okay. All right.
You're right.
I don't think we need to stall anyone out.
There was a guy right there.
It's getting really difficult to stall anyone
out.
Yeah,
there's no reason to stall him out, to be honest. Like,
the man is 10-2.
Yeah. Like, they play defense now.
Did you see?
They look happy.
They look like that.
Wilt Chamberlain playing center all of a sudden.
It's like they just broke up with an abusive girlfriend, and they are just elated to be out there in the club. They're at Tiger every night.
I don't think we need to stall anything out.
No, man.
Did you see? I put it on the Twitter, and a lot of people saw it too, and just me. But that defensive possession that Keon had chasing Curry around, mm-hmm.
The one that led to the turnover.
Yeah. Oh my.
The pop, because the Kings were still down when that happened. The pop.
It was turned up. Oh my, that was just fantastic. This guy is an all defensive caliber player. Then he had the block on Steph Curry at the end of the third quarter. I was trying to think about this. You guys can help me out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but I've just seen a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Is there a guard in the league that plays better defense on Steph Curry than Keon Ellis?
I don't think I'm equipped to answer that. That would require a lot of film watching. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are pretend like they watch and say, no, it's this person, but I don't have any problem with you saying it's Keon Ellis.
I know I'm just talking about two specific plays, but it's different than that. I've never seen Steph Curry pick the way he was last year in that play-in game by any guard the way Keon did. And I've never seen multiple times now Keon block the shot of a Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it. And then people talking about, what about Keegan? Keegan's not a guard. I said a guard. Usually when you have Steph and you're trying to deter him, you put a Keegan on him. You got to put a small forward or a bigger guy on him to try to disrupt him. A guard that's about the same size as him, I haven't seen it. Keon does – this guy, man, he's the truth on defense. He is the truth. He's the truth in general, but he's the truth. Kyle says Dellavedova. Deli almost died trying to defend Steph Curry.
That was crazy. Deli had like one of the craziest nights ever. I was like, yeah, he's in the hospital right now.
Like if you Steph Curry, is that just something you say to people? Like, I send these hoes to hospitals. Like, what do you want me to do?
I remember, like,
these dudes
like,
try to guard me and I send them to hospitals.
Yeah. Everyone tries to tell us, like, oh, yeah, Deli locked him up. No, Deli went to the hospital. Yeah,
Deli nearly killed himself.
Yeah.
And wasn't that the series they lost?
Yeah.
That wasn't the series they won.
They went up 2-1, and Deli almost died.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Yeah. I think J.R. Smith is on a podcast saying that, like, yo, he looked like he might not make it.
Oh, what are you here for? Oh, I broke my ankle trying to walk down some stairs. All that stuff. What about you? Oh, I was trying to guard Steph Curry. Like, be real, bro. Go drink a Gatorade.
Just get this man an IV. Let's get this man an IV. We'll come back. I want to highlight, we're going to highlight DeMar DeRozan in the second half that he had. We're going to highlight that the stretch of basketball that this Sacramento Kings team has had over the course of the last few weeks. And we were talking about Prize Picks. I might have found my new Tyrese
Prize
Picks.
Yeah, I need to hear this.
You're not going to like it. You know where it's going. Like, you know where it's going.
Oh, wait. Now I'm really...
You're not going to like this.
Come on, bro.
Now I'm not... Let me explain. Vandilo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Light the beam, baby.
Yep.
ESPN 1320. We'll open up the phone lines for you also here, 916-909-1320. You want to talk about your Sacramento Kings? Now is a great time to do that. Get into the Elk Grove Kia talk line. From my experience, I had to check the lineups. It's five straight.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
De'Aaron Fox is my new Tyrese play. The last five times I've taken a De'Aaron Fox more, I've lost. I'm impartial.
All right, well, let's talk about
this. I'm a broadcast journalist. I'm not saying every play is wrong. I'm saying the last five times that I played a De'Aaron Fox more,
yeah,
I lost.
Oh, wait, so you've been...
I've been playing De'Aaron more.
Oh, you've been losing money then.
Yes. Thank you for phrasing it that way. Thankfully, I didn't do the what's it called? The perfect pick last night. I did the flex.
Yeah.
So my flex was Steph and De'Aaron. That's the one that... I mean, look, Steph isn't absolved of this. He didn't hit a three last night either.
Yeah, it's Steph's fault.
But my De'Aaron money is not paying off.
The last time I won a De'Aaron more on Prize Picks was December 19th. 24 and a half points. He had 26. Now, to be fair, I've only played De'Aaron 1, 2, 3 times since.
See, and this is not a...
4 times since, excuse me.
So you're almost exactly in the same boat I am. Okay. Now, this isn't about De'Aaron Fox's play on the court. This is about Prize Picks.
That's right.
And we had our fun with Tyrese for weeks. And then I started to stay away from him because Indiana was playing better. But, yeah, De'Aaron's money is not paying off for me on the Prize Picks end.
Does he need to take a seat?
No.
And I don't think so.
I don't think so
either, because I don't think he has an injury that you could take a seat for.
No, I don't think so. And I think that's, again, we're having our fun with Prize Picks and talking money and all of that. But De'Aaron Fox isn't playing bad basketball. Is he playing good offensively? No, but there is a massive difference right now between a struggling De'Aaron Fox or a struggling offensive De'Aaron Fox right now versus last year. And his name is DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
When you have a guy like you, De'Aaron can lay back in a game. He could focus on defense. He could do a number of things. If something's wrong with his finger, which the pictures from practice were insane.
He can hold his hand up
straight.
His
untaped finger is disgusting.
He holds his hand up straight, and he's pointing forward.
He looks like a cornerback or a safety with them broken-ass fingers.
He's going to be Jim Harbaugh.
That is terrible. Like, sir, just tape your finger forever. Like, it looks awful.
I don't know if Pinky can move that way. I'm not going to lie.
for real. But he's still, like, you know, from an offensive standpoint, not great. But you look at last night, you look at the fourth quarter, offensively, found a way to make sure the Sacramento Kings won that game. Mm-hmm. Defensively, the last handful of games, has made sure he found a way to help his basketball team win. Yeah. So I don't think he's
not bad. I just wonder how banged up he is right now.
Well, and that's
came
the
back
other
from
thing.
The back issue he was dealing
no,
with?
No, the butt.
Yeah.
The glute. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, thank you. Glute.
All right. What is this? Yo, he fell on his ass. We all saw it.
I'm not throwing a flag on butt.
He said the butt.
I'm not throwing a flag on that.
You made a whole song called the butt.
It's like you guys talking about me saying pole.
He said straw pole. It's not that. It's not.
I don't even think we threw a flag on that either. Just the news, Damien.
We didn't throw a flag on it. It was just funny the way that you said it. Say it again.
Straw pole.
I don't know why. It's funny.
No, there's no flag. There's no flag. It's just amusing.
Man. But the man fell on his ass. We all saw it. It was brutal. He talked about he couldn't sleep the next night, or that night, the night of that Memphis? Yeah, it was Jaren Jackson. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't sleep the night of that Memphis game. So, and what he missed, like three games after that?
Yeah, three games.
So it's that's tough. But unless he can't move and there's no indication that that's the case, I play through it. Like, I'm fine with the way he's playing. I'm strictly talking Prize Picks.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
stay away from the more right now.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you this right now because I got some other thoughts about De'Aaron. On Saturday, the Kings are going to the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
There will be Beam money ready to go on mm-hmm. Saturday. I'm going to say right now that De'Aaron Fox Moore will be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make that part of my lineup that's also going to include that Jaden Daniels free pick that's going to be going down on Sunday. Because on Sunday for an NFC Championship game, Jaden Daniels, you can get him on Prize Picks in your lineup. And all he needs is half a yard,
mm-hmm.
half a passing yard, mm-hmm. and you win that square. So I'm going to tell you right now, Jaden Daniels is going to be part of Beam Money, and so is the De'Aaron Fox Moore. I'll get everything else in there, but that's a fact, Jack. And if you are trying to...
Bro, what are you doing? I knew that. What are you, superstar Billy Graham? Like, what are you doing?
You're cutting a promo on us right
now? Like, what is happening right now?
12:53,
did you
relax.
Say that's a fact, Jack?
Yeah. I doubt they even put that in the paper they give.
Have you been hanging out with your white friends again? What are you doing?
Oh, I saw a funny video I'll talk about.
That's a fact, Jack. What?
All right, Grandpa.
You sound like a 1980s wrestler. What are you doing?
I saw a funny video I'll talk about during the break. But, yeah, those two are going to be in the lineup on Saturday. I guarantee it. And if you are trying to put your first $5 lineup in there on Prize Picks, just put in that promo code KIFM. Get you a free $50. You don't even have to win it. Just put the promo code KIFM and you get $50 guaranteed on your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Prize Picks, run your game.
Now, no, it was good. You just cut a whole ass promo right there. It's good.
Now, so I agree with everything that you guys talk about with De'Aaron. I also think about this too. He does this.
Mm-hmm.
He has these moments.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the last 3 or 4 years, where for about 2.5 weeks, he's not really scoring like that. Looks a little sluggish. I don't know if he like gets tired. I don't know if, you know, he's out of gas and has to recharge or something like that. But that's kind of what happens. What would happen in the past, and you mentioned it perfectly, is he would do that and we would be like, De'Aaron, what are you doing? We need you. Save us. Why are you scoring 17? Because we were losing. We would lose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got a DeMar DeRozan around. You got a healthy Malik Monk. And the King and Sabonis as well. And the Kings seem to be able to survive these, you know, week and a half, 2 week stretches where Fox is either hurt, like you guys mentioned, or tired, or, you know, just feeling the wear and tear of an NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Christie era as well.
Right.
And they're able to push through that. So I'm with you. He's doing a lot of good things out there on the court where he's doing just fine. I think the scoring does pick back up. It wasn't just a bit. I think the scoring does pick up on this road trip.
So are you staying away from tonight?
Tonight I am staying away from
him. Smart move.
Because tonight, I'll just say I'm not confident about tonight. We'll talk about it later. But
yeah, I got you.
Tonight could that you might be seeing Mason Jones.
Okay.
And Mace comes out in the blowouts.
We're just throwing this game away?
That's
the vibe.
You've got Sacramento getting there. Wow, you ain't even Kings no more.